Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Hope from the Heart is a collection of Christian poems from Ann Davis, written in response to inspiration from the Holy Spirit. The collection has been described as poems that stir the soul and awaken faith in a chaotic world. It's the third book in a series called From the Heart Books. Mrs. Davis has a master's degree in counseling and a bachelor's degree in psychology. Throughout her professional career, she worked with those addicted to alcohol and drugs, a leader in the field of addictions counseling, the recipient of several awards from her peers. She has published professional articles and newsletters during her 37 years in the addiction field. Ann Davis, author of Hope from the Heart, joining us on This Week in America. And welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
This really is an inspiration. In fact, the entire series, and we'll talk about the evolution and how these ideas have come to you over the years, an inspiration to so many people. But I want to go back to this writing career that you have. This really started at a young age, didn't it?
It did. At 13, it was the first poem I ever wrote.
What was it?
You'll have it, the old notebook that I wrote it in.
So. What do you think of when you go back and you read young Anne writing a poem at age 13? What's that like when you're back and you read that?
Oh, how idealistic and innocent and unaware.
Yeah, isn't it amazing?
I was at that stage.
Yeah, it's too bad we have to lose that in reality along the way. You go back and you look at those early years and how you were formed, and you're thinking, geez, if we only could capture this and have it with us for the rest of our lives.
Absolutely.
What was it about writing poetry? When I was that age, poetry really intimidated me. What was so appealing to you that you really welcomed that writing style, and now you've got the books written in poetry?
I think it was the very act of doing it, because I never intended to. From the very beginning, any time I wrote, it was from inspiration and not, let me write a poem today. So I think I was just captured by the fact that this was happening to me. And even though in the early years it might be one every 6 months, one every year, then maybe 20 a year, and it just progressed until more recently daily, so that it just became something that I knew was a special gift. I didn't take it lightly.
Well, no, you haven't, and you've done such an excellent job in publishing the books, the three in the series that we talked about. Why do you think the timing was such? Were there messages before and you weren't aware of them? I mean, why all of a sudden? Because I think you said that almost daily you're getting inspiration for another poem.
I really do not know why. This all started in November. Up until that time, I, again, was writing sporadically, but far more frequently than in my younger years. And, of course, I guess part of it was living life.
Yes.
I had a very demanding career. My husband, in our later years after I retired, he was a kidney transplant patient. I was able to give him a kidney toward the end of his life that prolonged it a few more years, but that was my full preoccupation. I did write during that time because I was working with a women's ministry, and I did our newsletter. So I started just sending out weekly. I would send an email to the ladies in the ministry, and in that one of the three emails I would send each week would be a poem. It might be inspired by a sermon I read or a devotion I read, but weekly was the frequency at that point. Now, the more recent has been daily. That started in late November, and every morning I wake up saying, is it going to continue? And it does so far.
That's just an amazing story. With us on the program is Ann Davis. She's the author of the third book in the series. Hope from the Heart is the name of this particular book. Her website is fromtheheartbooks.com. The book is also available at pageturner.us in the bookstore. This is a republished book now available for sale at its lowest retail price, available for sale in all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's bookstore. Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. You get all that information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about the progression of the books. The other two books in the series, Songs from the Heart, that was published the end of last year, and the second book, Poems from the Heart, published it in February of this year. Talk about those books and what it was like putting those together and sharing these beautiful poems with everyone.
Well, the way it got started is I am now working with a women's ministry in my church where I have now moved since my husband passed away. And we had formed a group for older single women because there just didn't seem to be much in the church for that particular group of people. So we had our second meeting at my home, about 22 ladies here, and we were just kind of talking about life in general. And one of my friends said, "Ann, why don't you read one of your poems?" So I said, "Okay," and I pulled them out, and I read two or three. And so the ladies in that group just said, "You can't keep that a secret. You have, you know, you've got to share that with the world." So the next morning, I contacted the publisher, and within 1 month, on my 72nd birthday, I had that first book in my hand.
Amazing.
Songs from the Heart.
It was like it was meant to happen.
Yes. Those first two books were accumulation of poems written over the years. Now, this latest one, the third one, Hope from the Heart, was written all since November.
What's it like? It's one thing to write the poetry and having the books published, you know, people are reading them, but you don't see the reaction. When you were in that church group and you were reading the poetry and getting that initial feedback, what was that like to see that these words that you're inspired to write really serving a valid purpose with these people, a valuable purpose with these people? It was inspiration for them. What was that like to see their faces and their reaction to the poetry?
Oh, it's very humbling. I have since started, we have a monthly senior group that meets at our main church in our system. And so the lady in charge has asked me to do the devotion to open the meetings, and I read two or three poems there. And just to look out over that group as I read and hear the responses, like, it's almost like sometimes their breath will catch,
yes,
or they'll say, like a surprise or just almost expression of awe. And it's just a very humbling experience. I just know it's not me. I don't take credit for it. I'm like C.S. Lewis. I just do the dictation.
Yeah, I love that comparison.
Yes. And I mean, I'm not comparing myself to C.S. Lewis at any stretch.
What you're saying with the writing style, and you're taking
his
words, the words you're receiving, and then putting them out there for us to be able to appreciate and enjoy. Ann Davis, our guest on the program, the book we're talking about, Hope from the Heart. It's the third book in a series called From the Heart Books. And her website is fromtheheartbooks.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly, available at Page Turner as well. Is there a target audience you have in mind as you're writing these poems? Somebody in particular you think is receptive to these messages?
Are you asking who I perceive the audience
to be? Yeah. Who do you think is reading these?
Well, of course, Christians, I think, are the primary population, but also people who are seeking solace for whatever struggle they may be going through. I have been told by several people that they have purchased the book to give to people that they know that are struggling. I had one lady tell me that she couldn't be with her mother on Mother's Day, so she gave her the book, and that she really was touched by it and enjoyed reading it. So anyone who is looking to deepen their faith or looking for some kind of confirmation or way to move forward in their belief. These words are meant for them.
Talk a little bit about your writing experience. You touched on this as inspirations, they come. How do you go about doing that? What's the writing experience like for you?
Well, I get up in the morning, at usually between 5 and 6:30, and I get my first cup of coffee, feed my dog first, get my cup of coffee, and I sit down. Sometimes in that process, a couple of words will start playing in my head. So I'll start writing, and once I start it, it just flows. You'll notice that when you look at them, there are usually four stanzas, sometimes five or six, but mostly four. They're all rhyming, and I'll be honest with you, I'll get to the end and say, wow, that makes sense. And again, I'm not thinking, okay, if I said this, then I need to say that. That never happened.
Yes.
I do use rhyme zone. I do, you know, at times get to a point where I need a word, and I'll, if I can't come up with one within a minute or two, then I may use rhyme zone. But that's the only crafting that I do.
It's just an amazing process. And it starts at 5 o'clock in the morning. I guess that's why I'm not an author. I've never seen that I recall 5 o'clock in the morning. That's you have more done by
right.
9 o'clock by the time I get up than I accomplished during the course of the day. With us on the program, Ann Davis, author of the book, Hope from the Heart. Her website is fromtheheartbooks.com. And we've talked about the feedback that you receive when, you're reading the poetry, when you're there with the group. Talk a little bit about that, and that's got to be an inspiration to you as well. They're receiving something, and I'm sure you're receiving something back from them as well.
Oh yeah, that's I guess the greatest gift of all in being a part of this process is seeing that it touches people's lives. There's a small group of people that every morning I send the poems to. They're about 10 people, so that they might catch a misspelling or something of that nature and give me feedback. But one of them, matter of fact, today said, here's another one that sounds as if it was speaking to my heart. I've had people to tell me it's as if Jesus is talking to me. And so there is a deep emotional and spiritual connection between these words and the people that hear them.
And what a compliment.
And that's extremely that's an extremely powerful blessing to me.
It has to
be a part of that.
Yeah, when somebody says, in those words, expresses their gratitude for what you're doing for them. And I know with this illustrious career that you had, you do a lot of speaking. Is that enjoyable as well, to get up in front of people and to share your message with them?
Yes, I do enjoy that. I see how the Lord had prepared me for that, because in my career I was often before groups, taught classes, did workshops, conferences with large groups, 300-400 people. And so it was like he was putting all the pieces in place to prepare me for this time now, so that I do enjoy doing that. I don't find it intimidating. I mean, I have the natural anxiety you have anytime you get up in front of a group.
Yes.
But I do also have the experience of knowing how to do that and to enjoy, actually get a lot of pleasure out of doing it.
What audience are you appealing to in speaking engagements? Do you talk to, and can people get in touch with you if they'd like to contact you and discuss having you come and speak to their group?
Yes. My primary experience has been with either senior groups in churches, or I've spoken to Rotary groups. I speak often to women's ministry groups, And so I can be contacted by through my email, I would say, would be the simplest way, and that is annhdavis@twc.com. That's no E on the and, so it's annhdavis. And at TWC.com.
We'll have all that information up on our website so you can get in contact with Ann Davis, our guest on the program, talking about their third book in the series, Hope from the Heart, from theheartbooks.com is her website. You get information on Ann there as well. What are the goals that you have as you're writing these books? When you started writing the first one about a year ago, published in this series and continuing to write, what are the goals? What do you hope we take away from after reading the books?
I think my initial goal was leaving a legacy for my grandchildren, because poetry seems to have kind of lost its luster. When I was going to college, you know, that it was a very, very big deal. It was a very significant part of English studies. And today you just don't see that as much. So my initial thinking was just, you know, here's something that I can leave for my grandchildren to share with their children and grandchildren down the road. Since that time, since I've begun to see the response that people have to the words and to the messages, it's gotten broader, that I would just want to be able to do my part in spreading God's word and helping people become part of His kingdom. That's our hope. That's our commission. That's why we're here. And so I do believe there's a place for these books in that process.
What are you working on now? It sounds like these ideas are really coming to you. More books in the works?
I have enough to do several more books. So, yes, I'm waiting now to kind of let things settle out and see where the Lord takes me with all this. And so if it does look as if there's movement forward and a growing audience, then yes, there will be more books.
With us on the program, Ann Davis, the first book in the series, Songs from the Heart, that was published the end of last year, the second book, Poems from the Heart, published in February of this year, and the third book that we're talking about on the program today, Hope from the Heart, is available. All three books are available now. You can find information at Ann's website, fromtheheartbooks.com. Books are available for sale in all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. Also for sale, ebook, paperback, hardcover, all of those available, and you get all the information at PageTurner.us, of course, at Amazon, the places that I just mentioned, and Ann's website, fromtheheartbooks.com. Ann, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Good luck getting up at 5 every morning and writing all your thoughts down. And it works for you. This is a quiet time in the morning, and you're able to come up with some really inspirational works described as poems that stir the soul and awaken faith in a chaotic world. And certainly now, maybe more than ever, we need to have those messages, those poems that you write so well. Hope from the Heart, the third book in the series. Ann Davis with us on the program. FromTheHeartBooks.com is her website. Ann, thank you for being with us on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a delight.
It has been our pleasure. Ann Davis, author of From the Heart. You'll find the books available at our website, fromtheheartbooks.com. And, of course, you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.